Both parties in Congress and interest groups on both sides are gearing up for a monumental fight over President Bush's judicial nominations. There's also the prospect, given Chief Justice William Rehnquist's health, of a Supreme Court opening in the next couple of months. The upcoming fight over judges comes in the aftermath of the political fallout from the Terri Schiavo case. The Florida woman has died, but the debate over how Congress, the president, and the courts handled her case is still reverberating. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Public opinion on the federal government's intervention in the end-of-life fight over Terri Schiavo would seem to be an open-and-shut case. Huge majorities, in some polls, 70% or 80%, said they didn't like what Congress or the president did. Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll.
Oh, it's overwhelming. It's rare as a pollster that we see this kind of unanimity about anything. Obviously, when you get numbers that high, it doesn't matter what group you look at, you still find disapproval. Republicans, conservatives, people who attend church regularly, all of the usual suspects that tend to disagree sometimes with other people, we're still finding a majority say no, Congress shouldn't have gotten involved.
Democrats say the overwhelming public sentiment is evidence that voters are worried that the Republican-controlled government in Washington is overreaching. Ralph Neese is the president of the liberal interest group People for the American Way and a veteran of many confirmation fights.
And I think the Schiavo case has strengthened the hand of those of us who are worried about the independence of the courts, those of us who are worried about the Republican leadership, both at the White House and in the Senate and the House, and how they're trying to pack the court with right-wing ideologues.
Neese believes the public reaction against congressional intervention in the Schiavo case gave Democrats a boost in their fight to stop Republicans from doing away with the judicial filibuster in the Senate. Neese's group is running this ad, which features a Republican firefighter from New Hampshire.
Hi, I'm a Republican, a common sense Republican. I like that my party controls the White House and the Congress. But I also know that our democracy works best when both parties are speaking out and being heard. And America works best when no one party has absolute power. It's just plain common sense.
But so Republican strategist Jeff Bell has a completely different interpretation of the political ramifications of the Schiavo debate.
I think Republicans should be less worried about the day-to-day polling. The polls can matter on an issue where neither base is engaged. But on an issue where your base is engaged, or either one, it's enormously important what the intensity says.
In this case, Bell believes, although the activist bases of both sides are engaged, the outrage over the role of judges in the Schiavo case left religious conservatives more motivated than ever.
Clearly, there was an enormous amount of intensity on the side of Terri Schiavo's parents, the idea that she should be given the benefit of the doubt and be kept alive. Republicans, if they stick to their guns, will get an overall plus from giving the benefit of the doubt to life.
They're both wrong.
Republican pollster Tony Fabrizio thinks Democrats and Republicans who see political gain from the Schiavo case are off the mark.
If the Democrats thought it was such a great opportunity, why didn't they jump on it?
In fact, Democrats in Congress did not actively oppose congressional intervention. Some, like Senator Tom Harkin, a longtime advocate for the disabled, felt strongly that it was the right thing to do. Other Democrats disagreed privately but felt it would be too politically risky to speak out. As for Republicans, Fabrizio says, his own party may also have overestimated the political benefits of the Schiavo battle.
As far as the Republicans are concerned, you know, there is a difference between energizing your base and having your base push you off the edge. Did we really need our base to be energized for them to understand the importance of judges? Didn't they understand that in the last election? Wasn't that one of the reasons why they successfully turned out so many millions more conservative Christians to vote? So what was the issue here? Was it that we needed to prove to the middle of American politics that we were willing to go someplace they didn't want us to go? How many times can you do that and get away with that and still be successful politically?
Fabrizio says the Schiavo battle only deepened long-existing fissures inside the Republican Party. On the one side are people like Jeff Bell, whose deeply held beliefs against abortion are shared by many in the party's base. To him, the Schiavo case was about the taking of an innocent life and an arrogant, out-of-control judiciary.
I think it's the freshest evidence that we have of how the judges really regard the people's role in making policy on abortion. I think that was a particularly egregious version of judicial tyranny or judicial arrogance at the very least that it's just another thing that adds up to the idea that the judicial branch has a will of its own and has complete independence, if not superiority, over the other branches.
On the other hand, there are those like former Senator John Danforth, an ordained Episcopal minister who calls himself a traditional Republican. Danforth wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times recently that said the GOP has become the political extension of conservative Christians. Danforth says religious people are and should be involved in politics, but
the political parties themselves have to watch it, because once they become identified as simply the political wing of a religious group, then I think there's trouble. My understanding of a fundamental principle of the Republican Party is even if you have deeply held beliefs, you don't invest the judiciary with so much power that it can simply legislate your own beliefs or trump legislatures. Most Republicans have said, we think that the courts go too far. But now it turns out that it's Republicans who are saying, well, we want the courts to go very far, but in our direction. And I just think that's wrong.
Tony Fabrizio says this internal Republican Party debate is not going to get resolved anytime soon.
To the limited government small C conservative, it's about privacy and individual freedom. To the moralist or theocrat within the party, it was an argument about protecting life. And those two arguments went right past each other. But that is a tension that is not going to subside and, in fact, probably get exacerbated.
Exacerbated because even now, 3 years before the next election, Republicans are beginning to think about choosing a successor to George W. Bush, a unifying figure for his party. The president managed to keep the various factions inside the GOP together with his emphasis on fighting terrorism and cutting taxes. But when those issues fade, social issues fill the void. And those issues are very divisive among voters and among Republicans. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.